When you're out there looking for a web designer, very careful. You can come across some interesting people that have unusual perspectives on how a project should be run. And there are two types of people in particular I would like to warn you against. On one extreme, there's the I'm the expert type of web designer. The person that goes in and says, I'm the expert in web design, you basically do what I tell you. And I think that that level of arrogance can be problematic in a project. You find that your web designer will quickly take the website off in a particular direction without necessarily having a full understanding of all the business drivers behind it or the user requirements behind it. If they're not willing to talk to you and listen to your opinion, as a website owner, somebody that's working with the business on an ongoing basis, if they're not willing to listen to your expertise in terms of dealing with your user base, then there's something a little bit wrong. They're trying too hard to be the expert. Sure, you want someone who has expertise in dealing with the web, but a good, true web expert will always listen to what the client has to say. Now, you're probably going to naturally swing away from an individual like that. But the other type of web designer that you may be tempted to follow through with or hire is the kind of web designer that basically just does exactly what they tell you, or you tell them, should I say. The kind of person that when you say, I want this, this, and this, they say, yes, sure, and they go away and do it. In actual fact, what you're after is somebody that sits in between, somebody that will collaborate with you and work alongside you to find the right solution. They'll listen to your opinions, they'll listen to your knowledge of the business, your knowledge of the users, but they'll also not be afraid to challenge you from time to time and say, well, I don't think that's the best possible approach, or that's a good idea, but maybe if we did it this way, we could get a better result. Essentially, what you're looking for is a partner. You're not looking for someone that dictates to you, but equally, you're not looking for someone that is subservient to you. You're looking for a web designer who you can work in partnership with, somebody that can bring their expertise of the web and combine it with your expertise of your business in order to come up with the right solution. So bear it in mind when you're next looking to hire a web designer, make sure you don't get an egomaniac, but equally you don't get somebody that's going to roll over at the first time you ever say anything. Hopefully, then you'll end up with somebody that you can really collaborate and work with.